This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
You think he took it?
Oh, yeah. They're kind of known for that kind of stuff. Now,
stealing?
Yeah.
They're known to rip off?
As a matter of fact, yeah. If you look in the history of the band, it's kind of known that they will look for little pieces of classical, little pieces of jazz, and will take them.
Class is in.
Getting ready for the rabbit. Easter is right around the corner, and this is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns, a professor in the Communication Department, Southeastern Louisiana University. There's Chad over there, and he's trying to think of a song, and throughout the remainder of the show, I'm going to see if he remembers it.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Oh, I do.
Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, it's stuck in your brain, and you can see it peeking around the corner, but you can't read what the song is.
It's right here!
It is. Let me tell the topic, and we'll tell why you're trying to think of a song. I had an idea, you know, sort of loosely formed in my head, and I get an email from a Rock School listener, Stephen, I think it'd be pronounced Davila, D-E-V-I-L-A, Davila, maybe it's Devila, could
maybe.
Be. Stephen contacts me, and he said, I got a Rock School topic for you. Do you know how some songs kind of sound like one another, and even some songs are just blatantly ripped off from one another?
Yes.
And he named a couple, and I started looking around, and I found YouTube videos about how this song sounds exactly like this song, and you found a website that's called soundsjustlike.com.
Yep.
Well, I found about 12 examples of songs that are blatant ripoffs, songs that kind of sound like one another, and songs that, well, maybe.
Right.
Some of them are from Steve, and some of them have actual sort of backstories that this was actually a lawsuit, something like that. So we're going to look at songs that may be either a tip of the hat, or maybe just a blatant ripoff, and we'll allow the audience to make the decision. The first one actually started, and this is why, by the way, Chad is trying to think of a song. He's got a song in his head that apparently contains the word time.
It's here somewhere.
In the lyric.
Yeah.
And it's not just like, well, the word time appears a million times. No, it's really in the lyric.
Yeah.
It's really in there a lot. And it sounds just like Dexy's Midnight Runner, Come on, Eileen.
It does. I mean, it's blatant. They just basically stole the chord progression and slowed it down a little.
Okay, well, we've got an hour. We'll see if it pops into your head. And right now, somebody's staring at the radio going,
it's that!
And he screamed it out. Let's go back to 2008. Joe Satriani, now the guitarist for Chickenfoot, Sammy Hagar's band, files a copyright lawsuit against Coldplay.
Oh, what?
Coldplay has a song called Viva La Vida.
Yeah.
And has a major section in it that apparently is taken almost perfectly from Satriani's song, If I Could Fly, from his album, Is There Love in Space? I don't believe it.
Well,
here they are, back to back. You tell me, and then we'll come back, we'll play one of them. You tell me, is this stolen from the other? Satriani first, Coldplay second. Sounds like this. What do you think? Stolen or not? I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Yeah? Actually, the lawsuit was settled. Apparently, money changed hands a little bit, but it got settled out, which means we pled guilty without actually pleading guilty.
You know, there are only a couple of courts to go around.
Well, there's enough that you could probably find something a little different than kicking it almost exactly. Here is Coldplay, Viva La Vida. Sounds like this, Rock School.
I used to rule the world, seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone, sweep the streets I used to own. But that was when I ruled the world.
Okay, there you go. It's Coldplay here on Rock School. Now, you not only have yourself looking for the song that you're trying to think of, you've got Todd looking for the song. Have you tried the jock in the studio? You got him looking for the song as well?
He doesn't know. I'm telling you, I'm not as
you're going to come up with it.
No, I'm not.
You know when you're going to come up with it?
After
I say class is dismissed. Mm-hmm. That's when you're going to come up with it. You two wouldn't take anything from anybody, would they?
Shouldn't have to.
No, no. Yeah, they've only put out 11 jillion albums, so they wouldn't have to take anything. Remember A-ha? Remember that video by A-ha, Take on Me, where the woman was reading a magazine that was all sort of a graphic novel? That's right. It comes alive. A-ha is actually dramatically more popular in the world than they are here in the United States.
In the world?
Oh, yeah, they are. They're one of those bands where they have t-shirts to say, we're big in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
They actually are. This isn't just some t-shirt they picked up from goofytshirts.com. They have a hit called The Sun Always Shines on TV.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, it is the first song on my iPod.
Yeah.
You ever had that thing on Facebook where they say, let your iPod just start to play? What's the first song that plays? That's the first song that plays on my iPod.
Okay.
The song Beautiful Day by U2.
That's not a ripoff, huh?
It sounds like it almost perfectly lifts the middle section of The Sun Always Shines on TV.
Yeah.
Almost perfectly. Let's see. Here are the two parts back to back. Sun Always Shines on TV first, U2 second. Sounds like this. Well, just slightly different tempo.
Bono's got some splaining to do.
He actually splained.
What did he splain?
Bono commented on it.
What did he say?
His statement was,
no comment.
No quote. Those guys have ripped us off so many times anyway, so we ripped them.
Ooh!
How about that?
Ooh!
Now, no lawsuits that I know about, but it sounds to me like in that statement, he just went ahead and admitted it.
Wow.
Ah, it's a beautiful day over there in U2 land. Why not? Rock School.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space to rent in this town.
Seriously, okay, grow up, Bono, grow up.
Oh, you
did it to me, so I did it back.
Come on, schoolyard.
You're a gajillionaire.
Schoolyard fights here. Well, so are the people from A-ha. They aren't here in America, but they are in many other places. Jack White.
From the White Stripes.
Oh, yeah, I love the White Stripes.
What did he do?
Really do. Well, I've given you two that are kind of like, yeah, they are.
Huh?
This is one that I was told about that, well, maybe, maybe not. Now, you're a drummer.
I am.
In the world of Led Zeppelin, the drum piece from Moby Dick is sort of like the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
That's right. If I could play like that,
dun, 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 dun,
that's right, dun, 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 I would be dun, 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 the drummer's drummer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people believe that Jack White took the middle guitar riff from Icky Thump from Moby Dick.
What?
Now, not that little
that he does
on the keyboard, but that when the guitar stops and goes, wah, ba, 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 they believe. Now, it's a different key, but if you take the two of them and put them right next to each other, maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know.
I wish we had the two of them right next to each other. Oh, look at that.
We
just happen to have it. It's cut eight right here. What do you say we play it? Here we go.
Do it.
It's Moby Dick first. It's Icky Thump second.
Okay.
Listen.
said that?
Well,
Who told you that?
What do you think?
What do I think?
Yes, no.
I say
no. Close.
It's close. There's a lot of things that's close.
Yeah.
Apples and oranges are close.
Horseshoe and hand grenades.
Right. There's a lot of things that are close. No, I say no. I call foul on that one.
It's Jack White. Icky Thump. It's White Stripes. Rock School. Well, whether he ripped it off or not, it's a great song.
Nah, who told you that?
I just found it looking around for different, you know, you should hear some people. One person thought that the beginning of Sweet Dreams Are Made of These, the remake by Marilyn Manson, he had ripped off the guitar part straight away from Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, really?
It's not in the same key. It's not in the same anything. It's just, it's not. But people, you know, they want to fight. We're in our first break.
Mm.
I can't play either of these songs because they both go like 14 minutes and it would just simply take too much of the hour.
Yeah.
So dig this.
What?
Did Andrew Lloyd Webber rip off Pink Floyd?
I don't know. Did he?
Here is the overture from Phantom of the Opera right into Pink Floyd's song Echoes. Did Andrew Lloyd Webber rip off Pink Floyd? Sounds like this. Now, you tell me.
Why do I have to always tell you?
Well, because
you tell me.
Oh, yeah. That's a steal right away.
Is it a steal?
To the point where Floyd frontman Roger Waters actually started to take immediate legal action and then just stopped.
Uh-huh.
He said, no, quote, life's too short for you to sue blanking Lloyd Webber. Fill in whatever curse word you think it is.
Sure.
Then what he did is on one of his solo albums, he has a song called It's a Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the song, It's a Miracle, I don't know whether I should tell you what he says first or you should try to hear it. I'm going to play it.
Okay.
You try to hear what he says. He takes a shot at Lloyd Webber. This is just the clip at the end. Again, it's like a 14-minute song.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, he says this.
We cower in our shelters with our hands over our ears. Lloyd Webber's awful stuff runs for years and years and years and years. An earthquake hits the theater, but the operetta lingers. Then the piano lid comes down and breaks his fingers. It's a miracle.
Hear the beat? In case you missed it, he said, we cover in our shelters with our hands over our ears. Lloyd Webber's awful stuff runs for years and years. An earthquake hits the theater, but the operetta lingers. Then the piano lid comes down and breaks his blanking fingers. It's a miracle. So that's how he got back at Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I just like make a call. You know what? I don't like you. I don't like you either. All right.
Well, that's good. We should continue making jillions of dollars together. Hello, KLSU, as I do my bad British accent. Thank you for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana, and they blatantly ripped off...
Someone. We'll have the tape later on today.
Someone
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Right. A radio station in Rayville.
Friend us on Facebook, or we'll cry. There you go. Search Rock School Radio Show. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, coming out of the first break, let's talk about Deep Purple. Deep Purple. Well, Deep Purple has got a guitarist in it that's a fan of neoclassical. And has got a keyboardist in it. At least the original band lineup had these two guys in it. John Lord, who was a huge fan of jazz keyboard.
Right.
All right. So there's a good chance that these guys had the ability to rip off known pieces.
Who was the guitarist?
Ritchie Blackmore.
Okay.
Ritchie Blackmore, neoclassical guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Yngwie Malmsteen looks at Ritchie Blackmore as sort of the guy that got him playing this neoclassical type stuff.
All right.
Is it possible that they took two of their most famous songs from jazz music, took it straight away? Well, maybe. Let's take a listen. Smoke on the Water. Everybody knows bum 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 bum.
Most popular riff ever.
Could they have taken that straight away from a jazz piano piece from a guy named Astrud Gilberto and pianist Gil Evans? He says. Let's take a listen. First of all, you'll hear the guitar riff and then the piano riff. Tell me if this isn't where they got it. Well, what do you think?
What do you think?
I think he took it.
You think he took it?
Oh, yeah. They're kind of known for that kind of stuff. Now,
stealing?
Yeah.
They're known to rip off?
As a matter of fact, yeah. If you look in the history of the band, it's kind of known that they will look for little pieces of classical, little pieces of jazz, and will take them. I never knew about that.
See, in today's modern world of music, they call that sampling.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Back then, they used to call it ripping off. Yeah. It was a French term,
thievery.
I believe. Now, let's talk about the song Burn.
Okay.
You're familiar with Gershwin?
Mm-hmm.
He has a piece called Fascinating Rhythm. The beginning part of Burn may very well be taken note for note from Fascinating Rhythm.
Well, if they're known to be ripoff artists, then probably every song has got a little piece of something else in it.
A lot of them do. Let's take a listen to those two back to back. Sounds like this.
Oh, now see, you know what?
Yeah.
You guys are getting a little too ridiculous.
A little too ridiculous?
Go get original.
Well,
go find something to write yourself.
Here's Burn right here, Rock School. Bottom of the hour, about 5 minutes late. I don't ever remember going to the bottom of the hour this late before. What are you shaking your head at? You can't think of a song, can you?
No!
You can't.
It's driving me bananas.
Okay, so it has the word time.
Yeah.
You think it's in the title?
No, it's not, because I looked it up in the station library. It's not in the title.
It's just repeated constantly. Now, you say the afternoon jock would be able to tell you what it is.
But he's not here.
Get him on the horn.
I'm not that worried about it.
You cellular phone using guy who constantly texts, get this guy on the phone.
No, you're always ridiculing me about using my cellular phone,
well,
so I'm not going
to
do it on the show.
Now I want you to use it. Now I want to know what this thing is.
No, it
doesn't. It's driving
like
me crazy now.
We don't
because
do it on your terms.
Not, when you're not talking to me, you're... time, and it's like, Come on, Eileen.
I tried to Google it, and everything about Come on, Eileen comes up.
Well, you know the guy who would know it.
I'm
Contact
done.
Him.
I'm finished.
Now you're bugging me. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Well, thank you very much to a guy by the name of Stephen Davila, I think, or Devila. It's one of the two. He's a listener to Rock School.
Yeah, but somebody else came up with this topic a long time ago. He ripped them off.
It could be. And his name sounds like something else, and which I is another song somewhere. These are the dates. Monday, April 18th through Sunday, April 24th. Chad has Monday. Go.
April 18th. It's the new tax day now.
Yeah.
5 years ago in 06, the Charlie Daniels Band performed at Camp Liberty in Baghdad, Iraq. Their final stop on a Stars for Stripes tour. I saw him live and he was
great.
I'll bet. Tuesday, April 19th, 1980, first day of Passover, Brian Johnson is officially announced as the replacement for Bon Scott in AC/DC.
April 20th, 20 years ago in 1991, Steve Marriott, the guitarist for Humble Pie and Small Faces, died in a fire at his home in Arkston, Essex, England. He was only 44.
That's too bad. Thursday, April 21st, 5 years ago, country star couple Tim McGraw and Faith Hill kick off their Soul to Soul tour in Columbus, Ohio. They grossed nearly $89 million over the next 8 months, making it the top grossing country tour ever.
And it was gross.
Yeah.
April 22nd in 1936, the world is blessed when Roy Orbison was born in Vernon, Texas.
Maybe the only operatic voice to make it into the top 10. Saturday, April 23rd, 20 years ago, former New York Doll Johnny Thunders dies from a drug overdose in New Orleans at age 38. Sunday, April 24th, 20 years ago, Garth Brooks wins a record 6 times at the 26th Annual Academy of Country Music Awards. His awards include Entertainer of the Year, Top Male Vocalist, Album, Single, Song, and Tightest Pants. No, it's video there at the end. Did Oasis rip off Cliff Richards?
Ask Liam Gallagher if they did.
Well, he would probably call me a couple dirty names and scream at me and hit me with his guitar, call his brother over, and he would beat me up as well. From the 2008 album by Oasis called Dig Out Your Soul, they had a song called The Turning.
Yes.
Cliff Richards has a classic hit called Devil Woman.
Uh-huh.
If you put them right next to each other,
which we did,
these two sound gosh darn alike. Here they are, back to back. I'm not even going to ask you. Those two sound a lot like each other.
Well, I was going to say they sound gosh darn alike.
And because it's not Sir Liam Gallagher and it is Sir Cliff Richards, and we're all getting ready to watch the royal wedding, I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch it.
Please tell me you're not.
Yeah, I will. I hate to admit it. I'm going to get up and event the whole thing out. I'll be asleep by 4:10, but I'll be up at 4. This is Devil Woman right here. Rock School. Happy days, saints be praised. Chad has found the song, and he's actually dialing his phone. Or are you texting?
I'm texting him.
You're texting
me? I called the jock, and he didn't know it.
And Chad came up with it. All right, what's the song that supposedly rips off Dexy's Midnight Runners' Come On, Eileen?
It's called Change of Time by Josh Ritter.
By Josh Ritter.
I got a little clip.
Little clip of it here. Mm-hmm. All right, you going to roll that? Go.
Somewhere in the dark.
When does it start?
This sounds like it.
No, when does it start? Literally, the
it slows down. Listen to it.
I'm listening.
Come on, Eileen. Oh, I swear, what it means, I'm lonely.
Well, it's an equal chord progression, but the melody isn't the same.
So,
well, that's not
really all of the ones that you have are blatant ripoffs.
Well, they're closer than this.
No, this is close. I finally come up with something that relevant to the topic.
All of that upset.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
This?
I am not contributing anymore. Anymore. I said I have something that's relevant to the topic.
I
found it, and you are crapping all over it.
No, I'm not. I think it's absolutely perfect. It does. It sounds just like Dexy's Midnight Runners. It really does. If you're hepped up on Dexy's. Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
WBSD in Burlington, they think it sounds like it.
It does.
It does.
They're listening to it on a tape delay while somebody is playing Dexy's Midnight Runners.
It does sound like it, doesn't it?
You're right. It's the same chordal progression.
I know it's a different key, and it's slowed down. I didn't say it was a blatant ripoff, but I said, here's an example of what you're talking about.
Superb. I'll give it to you.
Please.
I'll give it to you. It's like I'm the arbiter. Like I'm the one. Oh, Burns said, Buzz. We're going to come back with a couple from Led Zeppelin. See if I can't come a little closer than Josh Ritter. Right now, Josh is turning around going, what'd the guy in Hammond say?
What'd I do?
Back in a minute. Rock School. Okay, we've taken a minute. Chad has calmed himself down, and apparently I'm doing this break all by myself.
I'm not talking.
I got a couple here from Led Zeppelin. I'll do one where I just play the clips. I'll do one where we'll come back, and we'll actually take a look at the song. There was a band called Spirit. They had a couple hits that people would probably know, but the one that I'm interested in is their song called Taurus, T-A-U-R-I-S.
You don't have to spell it.
T-A-U-R-I-S. I'll spell it again. Led Zeppelin has a song called Stairway to Heaven. Now, if one band is going to rip the other band off or take something from it, you probably have to somehow get the bands together. Led Zeppelin, when they were first getting out of the way, opened for Spirit in 1969, when Taurus was one of the songs that Spirit was playing live. So it's possible that one came before the other. So, is the opening guitar piece from Stairway to Heaven taken from Spirit's song, Taurus? You tell me. Here are the two of them, back to back. Sounds like this. See, now, I think that one's taken almost directly. Now, Chad is still not going to talk.
I'll talk.
You want to give out an opinion on that one?
Well, I wouldn't call it a blatant ripoff. It's the same chord progression.
It was changed just a little bit. It has the same walking bass line.
Not only is it a blatant ripoff, I can't believe that you heard the same song in the same night.
Yeah.
On the same stage.
Right, and people would have gone,
We just heard that with different lyrics.
How about that? Now, speaking of lyrics... Good move in.
Thank you. I did it purposely.
Did Led Zeppelin take the lyrics for Whole Lotta Love from Willie Dixon and Muddy Waters' song, You Need Love?
Huh?
Let's find out. Here is the Willie Dixon song and Muddy Waters' song, You Need Love. Listen to the lyrics. I'm just going to play a clip of it.
Okay.
Listen to the lyrics. Tell me if this doesn't sound exactly like Led Zeppelin's Whole Lotta Love.
I ain't fooling, you be schooling. Babe, you know you need cooling. Woman, way down inside. Woman, you need love. You got to have some love. She got to have some love.
You
got the house.
Ta-da!
Well, wait a minute.
And now the way Robert Plant happened to sing the lyrics, this is Whole Lotta Love. Rock School. Last break here on Rock School.
A whole lot of love, huh?
Yeah.
A whole lot of thievery.
Seems that way. Well, early blues stuff, you know. Everybody copies from everybody.
Sure.
But only one person makes a whole lot of money. Here, I got two sets of songs that I can finish on. I'm going to finish on the Metallica one, but let me tell you about the other one. You familiar with Puddle of Mud?
I am.
The song She Hates Me.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it takes the beginning part of REM's Stand.
Really?
The little guitar
part. The guitar intro?
That they do.
Huh.
Here they are. I'll just play it for you. Here they are, back to back, one right after the other one.
Right.
REM and Puddle of Mud. Sounds like this. There you go.
I never knew. And I like that song. I have
like
that song on CD.
Yeah.
That Puddle of Mud song.
Moving to Metallica.
Metallica.
You know that Dave Mustaine, the lead singer, lead guitarist of Megadeth was once in Metallica.
See, I did not know that until you pointed it out. I went and looked it up, and he left Metallica 83. In like 83.
Yeah,
so I wasn't into Metallica yet.
Apparently had a seething hatred for Metallica and wanted to do nothing but destroy them.
And destroy.
Right, create a band that would get past them.
Right.
Well, Metallica had a song called Enter Sandman in April of 1991.
Yeah, just a little hit that nobody really knows about.
Sure, I don't even have it on my iPod. Megadeth recorded a song for Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey called Go to Hell.
Uh-huh.
Okay? There is, in the middle of Enter Sandman, a little piece where the little boy copies...
Oh, he says the bedtime prayer.
Right, he says the bedtime prayer. Well, Megadeth starts the song Go to Hell with the same thing.
With the bedtime prayer?
Right. Now, are they just copying, or are they kind of sticking it
to
Metallica?
He's obviously sticking it. If he weren't in the band formerly and had a grudge or an axe to grind, then maybe it was just, we really like that bedtime prayer deal, and we just kind of took it out of respect.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's sticking it.
Here are the two of them back to back. And there you go.
You don't have a case right there.
No, that one's blatantly taken away.
And as Sue happy as Metallica is with Lars, I'm surprised they didn't go after him.
No, they probably just sort of waved it off. That wraps it up. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm ripped off.
Yeah, seems that way. Metallica, Enter Sandman from April of 1991. Class is dismissed.